I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Monday. Good afternoon and welcome. This is the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Happy State Bank. You can take that mobile app just about anywhere with you, even listening down in Spicewood, Texas. Alongside Chris Snead, I'm Choice Woodman. Clint Scott, back behind the glass taking care of us. You may also hit us up. Thoughts, comments, questions, reaction to March Madness over the weekend, Texas Tech baseball, a lot of other things. It is opening week for Major League Baseball. Wait, I think they played some games last week. I'm still confused by that. Do they count the South Korea ones?
Yes.
Okay. So it's still opening week for Major League Baseball, yeah, like almost everybody else.
I don't know who that was a home series for.
Who had more Koreans on the team?
I don't know.
Where's Hee-Sop Choi?
Hee-Sop Choi. A blast from the past.
And wasn't he Korean? I think he was. The only reason I know his name...
Chan-ho Park,
yep.
You know what? His name actually was Park Chan-ho.
Over there?
I think that's how... Okay. I think you actually say the name, the last name first.
Yeah, a lot of Asian countries, the last name's the far more, or the first name's the far more important one.
Yes.
That's why you saw them on the jerseys, like Ichiro and Yao. And
Ichiro.
Yeah, so the Rangers, see, you got your Rangers blue on today, as they'll open the season up on Thursday. Is that Rangers blue or is that Cubs blue?
It's Royal blue.
Because they play blue. The Cubs this weekend.
It's Fabletics blue.
Don't say Royal blue, because then that's Clint's Royals.
Fabletics
blue. Yeah, take down those Twins. Woo. All two of them.
Good times. So, yeah, lots to get into over the next few 3 hours or so, including, I don't know if the Deion Sanders family's just living under a rock or what's going on there. We'll play something from Shadur coming up at 12:30 and let Snead react to that. Kim Mulkey doing some weird stuff out there. And I don't even know whose side I'm on at that point. I guess I need to see whatever story comes out before I take a side. But, whew, lots going on in the sports world. How was your weekend? That good, huh?
I don't think you ever introduced him, Choice.
Hey, yo, Sneeder! Golly, it's been a minute since I've forgotten to do that. My bad.
I had a good weekend. Good weekend.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, good weekend. Went down to, got to see a masked rider and a Raider Red get married. Got to watch my daughter's my last youngest daughter's final volleyball game as a coach.
Okay. Okay.
That was good. Good weekend.
Did you get to take in any March Madness?
You know what? I got home earlier than expected, and I binged watched Manifest.
Manifest. Is this weird show where the plane
disappeared for 5.5 years and it came back? And it is
You hadn't watched it before this?
I've never watched it before this. Okay. I was given to me on a recommendation. Someone I trust said, "Hey, you need to watch that." So I watched the first one. I give all these shows 3 episodes before I go, "I'm out." You know, I watched the first episode, and you gotta be kidding me. And they said, no, stay with it. 2 more episodes, you'll be in it. And I watched 2 more episodes, and I was hooked.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And it's four seasons long. I don't know if anyone's watched Manifest. There are, I mean, like a lot of TV shows and some movies, there's a lot of reality you're going to have to suspend.
Okay.
It's for the show to go. And I am in, I think Collier was, he was talking about binge watching The Office. I was binge watching that. And I got to, it was about the same time I turned off the TV last night. And I'm halfway through the series finale.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was just starting to ramp up. And I said, I want to be coherent for all of this, so I'm going to turn it off. I'm going to come back.
I'm going to be coherent? How much did you have to drink?
Nothing.
I'm just kidding.
I had taken a Benadryl, though.
That'll do it.
Nose. Yeah. Especially when you take two of them.
I think everybody's allergies are, you know, flying through the air
right now. I mean, yesterday my nose was just faucet.
Okay. That's not fun.
No, it's not.
You a neti pot guy?
Some
people are just like,
the whole idea of just watching, you see the commercial with people shoving that thing up their nose and then coming down the other side.
But there's people that swear by it.
I was like, nah, bruh, nah.
Yeah, my mom was a big neti pot believer, and I had really bad allergy problems, especially as a kid, and she wanted me to try it. And I couldn't do it. Like, it would make me gag. As soon as that water went the wrong direction, took a left when it was supposed to take a right, I was out.
Yeah, because there's some gravity involved in that, right? It's just going up there and coming back, right?
Yes, you have to, like,
angle your head.
You look like you're a hunchback, and, like, if you have a waist-high sink, like, you put it all the way down in there, and it's like, oh, man.
Bruh, nah. On TV, they got the lady that shoves that thing up to her face, and the water flowing in and out it's like the waterfall. It is great for her. If I have to lean over and do some extracurricular activities to get that out.
Yeah. Most of the time, you're already feeling pretty down.
You know, it's funny because some of that's almost an as seen on TV type product, although a lot of people use it and it's effective. But in the as seen on TV commercials where you have the person that just struggles, like trying to carry a drink and a bowl of potato chips and just dumps them everywhere.
Right.
I was that person with the neti pot. Like, I probably made it look as difficult as possible. Mm.
So do you still use it?
No. It was two attempts and I never tried it again.
Yeah, that's probably. I'm not that guy either. I mean, because I'm like, you know, I tell people, you know, when you go for the strep test throat swab deal, I'm the guy that says, I have a high gag reflex. And I tell them that because, you know, usually when they start putting that back there, I'm like, there's a good chance I'm going to karate chop your hand. I mean, that is like. And I tell them this ahead of time. I have a very strong, high gag reflex, and it's violent.
It's violent.
Violent. Like, they'll start going back there, and I'm like, pah! Whap them down. I just broke my watch.
Did you really?
I literally just cracked my watch.
No! Did you really do that?
There's a crack on my watch now.
Dadgummit, Steve! What? The class ring, huh?
Class ring.
Dadgummit.
Got it.
Oh, I hate that. Like, I love an Apple Watch, but man, I've had some trouble with
broke
the screens.
My watch.
Yeah, and it costs like $500 to replace a screen.
Got it good. Nice.
That gag reflex.
Gag reflex strikes again. Strikes again. But see, like, what I was getting at, it's like the neti pot would do the same thing for me. I would probably gag myself.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, COVID testing, you know, tickling our brains with the COVID thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that stuff was awful.
Yeah.
Tyler on the chat line said, fire up the owls. Who?
Ooh, that's right.
I think.
It is. It's Owloft.
It is the Owloft that will be a little bit later in the hour.
Got
some headlines coming up next.
Today's the Owl.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy Monday, y'all. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Of course, Chris Snead joining you from the First United Bank Studio. keep hitting us up. Your thoughts, comments, questions are welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. You got plenty of comments from you. Someone asked, do we have a bracket for the Owloff?
Yeah, there was a bracket.
There is a bracket. Yeah,
I should probably put this in front of my face. There was a bracket for the for the Owloff.
We'll post it to the chat line in a little bit so y'all can see what the bracket looks like, and it will start in 15 minutes. Before we get to any of the comments on the chat line, I do want you to hear from your boy Shadur Sanders.
Oh boy.
So, I don't know. Deion sometimes lives in his own world where, I mean, you're not – it is truly Deion's way or the highway. Sorry, Mr. Coach Prime. And he believed in that his Buffs were the stuff last year with a 4-10 record, 4-8 record. I can give them two more games if they want them. Shadur Sanders had some interesting comments at the podium. I believe this was today. I think this was earlier this morning. They've got spring football going on up in Boulder. And let's just listen in. So Shadur Sanders hasn't seen any kids from 6A Texas high school football excelling in their schools or having success.
Okay. Hey, Shadur, just be quiet, man. There's a little meme that once upon a time that me and the Viking were gonna have out there. Remember the chickens?
The chickens.
Yeah.
Remember
you gotta shut the blank up. Sometimes you gotta just shut the blank up.
You know, Sneed, 50% of the playoff quarterbacks, the NFL playoff quarterbacks in 2024, played at Texas high schools, public high schools, not private.
What negativity was he dealing with at this private high school in Prosper that he went to?
I don't know. Wait, wasn't that the one his dad was the coach at?
Yeah.
Okay.
What negativity?
The one that robbed Texas Tech's likeness? Have you seen the blue Texas Tech?
Yeah.
I don't know if they robbed it or if they paid for it, but whatever.
I'm gonna bet that they probably didn't.
I would guess they didn't. What about, 20% of the NFL's first team all-pro players went to 6A Texas high school.
Yeah. Shadur, don't let those facts get in the way of your great story.
I mean, my goodness. you could talk yourself up all you want, but which the Sanders folks are not shy to do. They'll talk themselves up plenty. But to run down 6A or any Texas high school football, public high school football, might want to check things out there a little bit.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Well, it's also funny because, okay, so there's one side of this, right? Dad, obviously we all know who he is, but even if he was just a former athlete, not of just two sports, but of one sport, you'd already have a leg up, right? But then the other side of this is he's a highly touted quarterback right now. Like, he's on draft boards moving forward.
Yeah.
It's not a Steph Curry situation whose dad played in the league and everything's, this dude's too small. He can't go. He's from Davidson. Oh, yeah. Like, he has expectations around him.
You're exactly right. I mean, it's not like he's trying to convince anybody of something. He doesn't need to convince anybody.
Ah, dude, you're good. You're good, dude. We've all watched.
Your team might not be, but you are.
Yeah,
good.
You're good.
We know that.
You know and your buddy was it Hunter?
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter? He's good too. Yeah. I mean, that guy got taken out of your lineup for like six games and you guys swirled the drain.
Man, I don't know. That seemed like a whole lot of silliness.
Yeah,
maybe I'm being too hard.
No, it's sometimes the best thing you can do is say nothing. Oh,
ouch!
Wow,
that was a hard fall.
That was violent. We were watching a little bit of Stanford Iowa State, little women's.
That one was a NCAA. Minor earthquake.
wow!
I didn't say who. Just said we don't know what we're talking about.
Wow. Wow.
All right, we'll just leave it at that. Shelly says, Choice, we need some horse named guardrails.
Horse named guardrails? Horse named Guardrails, horse name.
I knew you were going there. Horse named Guardrails and expectations for cutoff and voting time frames. Get on it. Dang, Shelly. You're kind of bossy sometimes. Clint and I were actually talking before the show. We're about to put stuff in place and set some deadlines and get the voting process underway for the race will run.
The race is on it. Here comes pride in the backstretch.
Is it a month from today? Is that what we said?
Horse racing guardrails coming up the inside.
The race will run a month from today. Yeah,
a month from today.
We are 1 month out from the end of the bench derby presented by the Bottom Line. I heard Collier say that earlier. I'm like, oh, that's gonna ring.
That's pretty good.
That's gonna ring.
Maybe if someone like Chuck would get out there and sell it. I mean, what are we gonna do here?
This is legitimately. We joke about it.
What are we doing here?
Maybe the best radio we do all year long. Like this, this right here. So come on, Chuck. I don't know if Chuck acknowledges the horse race exists. Yeah. I'm not sure.
No,
I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, Chuck Hate's new home is a favorite.
It is through. Steven says, Captain Sneederoo watched the first seasons, really enjoyed it.
Manifest?
The new season was really bad, they said.
The season four?
Apparently.
Well, it's obvious. I think, you know, the first ones were on the NBC, and it's like season four was clearly on Peacock.
Oh, yeah.
Because the language has changed significantly.
Oh,
yes. Okay.
Certain
adult situations have changed significantly.
There you go.
Yes.
So it's not
7-inch fudge. It's kind of like, did you watch Designated Survivor?
The what?
Designated Survivor?
No.
Kiefer Sutherland?
Never.
So that was on network TV. And then the last season of that also went to, I don't know. It was streamed somewhere. And the language on that changed significantly. The adult situations on that changed significantly.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
I have been okay with the last season. It's been fine. I'm enjoying watching that.
You're not through the most recent season, are you?
No, this is fourth season.
So you binged that much? You went from zero to...
No. I've been watching this over the course of about 6 weeks.
I thought you were saying you started.
I got
the show.
Back. No. I got back and
he hasn't slept since he got back. Well, he was watching it up until this show.
10 episodes yesterday.
Okay.
10 episodes.
That's a lot of TV, man.
I watched. I was pretty well worthless.
You really kicked March Madness to the curb.
I did not see a single March Madness game. And I just said, I want to get this finished.
All right.
And so I said, I don't care if I watch March. Because it's just Sweet 16.
Yeah.
The good games are next week.
Yes.
The good
no.
games are next week. I mean,
I don't know. The
after
good
you
games
get
are Thursday and Friday.
After the first minus. Thursday and Friday of March Madness, the second round game is really. They really are not that much fun.
I'm still.
I'm not. But once you get there, I kind of don't care about the. Now I care when we get to, Sweet 16 games.
Well, she just put her hands on the ref. Can't do that.
Can't do that.
She gave him an armbar.
Well, what I would ask a question is, it's like, what happens if it was changed around and that was a male coach that put his hands on a female ref?
Probably not allowed. This one says he literally had a Texas Lubbock Cooper teammate. Polite. Maybe Cooper is 6. No, they're not 6A. They're
Cooper's 5A.
5A, but still, yes, he did have a Texas high school public school teammate. Not anymore, though.
Yeah, he does.
Polite's
Noah Stocky?
He's in the portal.
Wow.
I saw that a few weeks ago. Like three. What?
Do we need to
Am
snapper?
I breaking fake news again? I've done this before.
Well, Chris Beard's still not married, so.
Definitely not to that one. I never said married. It was engaged.
You said engaged.
And that did end up coming true, so it didn't work out so well. All right, plenty more from you on the chat line, but the Owl Off, round one, coming up next. That is the weirdest owl I've ever heard.
Screech owl?
It's the bottom line. It's the bottom line on 100.7 The Score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy Monday, y'all. It is the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Chris Snead with you. Hello, friends. It is time for the Owl Off. Kaylee's Daily has arrived.
All right.
You want to just like...
Yeah, we're not going to do that. Yeah, let's just do it here.
Zip through the bracket?
Yes, it is time for the...
We have 12 owls,
correct? 12 owls, and today, my friends, we start off the Owl Off with a 12-5 matchup.
Well, so this is like the 12-team college football playoff bracket.
But it's a 12...
You got four byes.
Yeah. So it's a 12-5 right off the bat.
All right, let's hear it.
So it's, today we'll dive into a brief species profile for the first round of the Owl Off brackets, featuring a face-off between the fifth-seeded long-eared owl and the 12th-seeded elf owl.
We haven't given our official picks yet, right?
Oh, yeah. We
need to do that before we learn any.
You know, I am contractually aligned from not doing any picks, so I won't. And as the host, I will not do that. So you guys make your picks.
Fine. Well, I mean, she created this bracket, and I'm guessing I'm going to be boring.
Just going to take the one seed?
Ahead of the Jayhawk over there, and I'm going to take the Great Horned Owl. I always thought it was pretty cool.
That's fine. I was going with the two seed Bard Owl either way.
Bart Owl?
Bard. Bard.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm not – I don't officially
You don't have a pick.
But if I was going to pick one, you know where I would go. There is no chance that I would not go with the Western Screech Owl.
All right.
Okay. Oh, all right, so.
I'm glad you went Western instead of Eastern.
There's no chance I would go Eastern.
All right, good.
Yeah. Number five, the long-eared owls can be found throughout all regions of Texas throughout different seasons. These owls are 14 to 16 inches in size. That's what she said. These owls utilize camouflage as their primary defense, making them elusive to find. If met in a competitive interaction, they often just fly away instead of fighting.
Okay.
Versus the 12 seed. The elf owl can be found in southwest Texas regions, including the Big Bend area.
Mm-hmm.
These owls are one of the most smallest owl species, averaging between 5.25 and 5.75 inches in length. Although small, these owls are feisty to protect their nests. Male owls work together to protect females and using their nesting mobbing techniques to ward off predators and other owls.
I mean, it's the mob. How you go against the mob.
So, that's your 5-12. You've got a flying away long-eared owl versus the 12-seed mobbing owl.
I mean, easily. How are you not going with the elf owl here? 12-5 upset.
I think, 12-5. Well, I think Kaylee's going to tell us how this is.
She's supposed to tell us?
They're going
to
tell us, yeah.
Like, are they getting in a fight?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. She's going to tell us. I mean, she's going to tell us who wins these things. So I guess we'll find that out tomorrow.
I think when now this is up to her since she's doing it. When it was originally pitched, at first we didn't even have a bracket. We just threw like 20 owls into a room. We were like, last one standing.
Yeah, well, that's what she's done here. And so she's made this. So I'm assuming that she'll tell us. What I do know is that she is polling her her cohorts, her fellow zookeepers, and they are going to.
Are we just going with like who's best or who would win in a fight?
I think that's who's going to win in a fight.
Oh, okay. Then the elf owl's done. That's a snack for most owls. So
I don't know. The long-eared owl, that thing flies. In competitive action, he just often flies away instead of fighting. He's
a
chicken.
This feels like a classic 12-5 upset
this
opportunity.
This is an upset. This is a 12-5 upset right Let's here, my friends. I'm putting my money on the elf owl here.
Okay.
Because they're going to.
Okay.
Yeah, that's me. I'm going with that. We will find out.
You can log your picks on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Elf owl, long-eared owl. All of it welcome. On that Yates Flooring Center chat line. Keep hitting us up. The thoughts, the comments, questions on the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Suck It Chuck is by far the best horse name. Okay. Choice, I heard you're going to the Derby wearing sapsucker pants.
Searsucker.
What are sapsucker?
Searsucker pants.
Is that a thing?
Searsucker pants.
Seersucker pants. No, I've got. I legitimately am wearing seersucker pants.
I think there's a joke on purpose here.
And I think they might have either that or they got autocorrected. I'm going to go autocorrected.
I'm gonna go joke on purpose.
Nope, sapsucker is a style of sweatpant.
Mm.
There really is like a sapsucker pant. Oh. You can Google it.
Well, I tried to fight for you.
No, I'm in on the seersucker. I do. I have my first derby, so we're going to Oaks and Derby, and I've got the first outfit. I haven't decided which day it will be, but it's a pink blazer with seersucker pants. Blue seersucker pants, so it's real.
I'm.
It's like you're going to a gender reveal and you don't know which one you're picking.
Exactly.
Yet.
Exactly.
Pants for the boys, girls. Jacket on top.
Wasn't even a screeching owl. It sounded like this guy.
Courage the Cowardly
Courage
Dog.
Courage the Cowardly. Uh-huh. I couldn't think of who that was.
Okay. Shout out Cartoon Network, early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a second. What? My screech? I don't know what a screech owl sounds like. I don't.
Need to find a clip of the sailor mimicking the whale song from Down Periscope. Sounds like Sneed's version of the screech owl.
Sorry.
Flying away is self-preservation. Not if you're in a room with a bunch of walls. Then you just fly into the windows.
All right. Kaylee's listening here. Kaylee's telling us, I choose, but the bracket has to be played through. You got to tell us who wins the game to get to the next round.
We don't get to play through the...
Yeah. We got to tell us who wins the next round. We got to know here.
I think we have to watch it on Flow Sports. I believe that's what's happening.
Dang it. So I got to buy a subscription. Yeah,
uh-huh. There we go.
Okay. This is how Kaylee gets paid.
Is she trying to get more money out of you? I knew it. Hey, they're only gruntled for so long, and then they become disgruntled. That's how it works.
God. Well, Kaylee, your listeners want to know. By the way, I had a listener come up to me the other day at the last baseball game during the lightning delay.
Oh.
Told me how much he enjoyed listening and how much he enjoyed listening to Kaylee's dailies.
Well, muchos gracias, listener.
Yeah.
Did you get a name?
Did not.
I did have a...
I'm not recording the number of bottom line listeners like Chuck does Morning Drive listeners.
I actually
got a little clicker in your pocket.
One. At the baseball game the other day, I had someone come up to me. This was a legitimate what they said. He said, "Hey, you've ruined my wife's life." I'm like, "What?" He said, "I used to go out for my morning walk at the same time every time. And I'd get the dad joke at 10:45 in the morning." He said, "And my wife was so used to me coming in and telling her a dad joke when I got home from my walk." And I said, "Well, you're just gonna have to start walking in the afternoon then."
Do you know? I used to do Snyder's bad joke of the day on Morning Drive.
Oh yeah.
You know who killed that?
Chuck did.
Chuck killed it. And, you know, we used to do it at 7:45 every day.
Jamie's got the reputation as the fun side. Yeah. It might actually be.
And we used to have so many parents
stop
and tell us, I said, "Our kids will not get out of the car until you see Snyder's bad joke of the day."
There you go.
And so.
Hey, did you, before I get rid of you today, did you see Wyatt Langford? Is getting the call up for the Rangers.
Oh.
He is on the opening day roster.
Well, there's your new outfielder.
Is that too quick?
He's been 1 year in the minors. I mean, if you're a first-round pick.
Not a full year.
I mean, if you're a first-round pick.
Well, that's still they kind super of feel, fast
well,
for
I mean,
first-round pick.
But if you've shown that ability to hit that level of pitching, because that's all it really is about the adjustment is to hitting that level of pitching.
I mean, Wyatt Langford. Bat. The dude before, you know, and this is silly to do, but comparisons, his style of game is what you see out of Mike Trout.
Yeah.
And if he can do what he did at Florida in the major leagues, and it's a huge hop, man, the Rangers have
I think I put him in left or put him in center?
I would guess he's going to be center field. I think you're going to have a four-man outfield.
Yeah.
Garcia's going to be your everyday guy. You'll have Evan Carter, Leody's Taveras, and Wyatt Langford rotate the other three.
Center, platoon center.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what I'd guess. I mean, that's a pure guess. I don't know. But you don't bring a guy like that up unless you're planning on playing him almost every day.
You get, yeah. that guy, that's a guy that can get everyday at-bats in AAA.
Yeah.
There's no need to bring him up if you're not going to use him.
So it's a big, big deal that the Rangers have done that.
Kaylee's agreed. She's going to give us the winner of the 12-5 matchup tomorrow, and,
right.
and then we'll get the next matchup as well.
All right. Sounds good. Steve, have yourself a good Monday.
We will.
Take care of that broken watch. It's the bottom line.
Corny chop!
100.7 the score.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 the score.
Thrilled to be part of your Monday. You're listening to the Bottom Line on 100.7 the score and 107thescore.com. 100.7 the score mobile app, which you can carry just about anywhere with you. You can even listen in out in Jekyll Island, Georgia.
Sounds fun.
As long as you don't go over to Hyde Island, then you're good. That's Jamie Lent. I'm Choice Woodman.
Hyde.
Clint Scott back behind the glass taking care of us.
I really wanted to come in with that, but Hyde was a lot worse.
Yeah.
Jekyll's a lot nicer.
Sorry,
island.
I should have given
it's
you
all right.
a chance.
It's all right.
Left
no, no,
it
no.
open. I forgot. It is not my week for the dad joke, by the way. Jamie is delivering a dad joke all week long.
Do what now?
We said this last week because the listeners came down on me so hard. They...
Or he has the choice. He can do dad jokes all week, or he can do take versus take, or...
I chose for us to do take versus take Wednesday through Friday this week.
So Jamie's going to give us a dad joke coming up at 1:45 today, and it's going to be a great one.
Okay, thanks.
It's going to be a fantastic
one.
I'm giving you 45 minutes to prepare.
Okay.
I think that's
mine. Just come from
time.
Real life, Joyce.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm just.
But if you need it, there's a whole library there. Back there, okay. In one of the corners.
I do have like 5 dad joke books on my desk. I need to reference those a little more. Y'all keep hitting us up. The thoughts, the comments, the questions. All welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. I just told a story right before you were on about a guy who said I ruined his wife's life. I was at the baseball game on Thursday or Friday, and he's like, "Hey, you ruined." He walks up and says, "You ruined my wife's life." I said, "What?" And apparently, the time change of me going from morning show to afternoon show, he was so used to coming in from his morning walk and telling his wife a dad joke.
Okay.
That it threw everything out of whack because his wife couldn't hear a dad joke.
And she wanted him every
after
day.
10:45 a.m. Yeah,
she
apparently
wanted
so.
Dad jokes from Choice.
I ruined his wife's life, so I apologize. I never got his name. I wish I would have. Hey, did
that's,
you?
It's quite powerful to be able to ruin somebody's life.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You, did you take any college basketball over the weekend?
A little bit.
A little bit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were probably taking in some baseball and some.
I was taking in some
high school basketball.
AAU basketball this weekend. You want me to tell my favorite story?
Oh, AAU stories are the best and the worst.
Okay.
Makes me think the world is going to burn right now.
At one point, I was in a gym, and this was a place that only had one gym, one court. Okay. I was in this gym, and there were 3 different people on who had the F word on their shirt. That's got to be a record, right? Just completely written out.
No, because of the
was
state.
Was it like a team name or
no,
like...
I think the state you were in, that's not a record for that state. You were in Oklahoma, right?
Yes.
Okay, so no, that's pretty normal common behavior out there.
I think that's a first for me. I think that's the first time I've ever been in a
place
where 3 different folks.
3-1. This isn't like even the blurring it out, right? The F,
no, they weren't.
Or asterisks. Something
I only
like.
Saw one guy get tossed this weekend.
Oh, I'm talking about
and I'm telling
on the
you,
shirt.
It was like within the first 2 minutes of the game. That was pretty crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, that's my whole story for the weekend. Sorry.
Did he read one of the shirts to the refs? Or
I don't know.
No fights? No one pulled a gun? Like
nobody
I mean,
pulled a gun this time? There was no shots fired this time?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Fun times in Oklahoma City with Jamie.
Yeah, so that was a thing.
That was a thing. You saw a couple of baseball games, a few baseball games this weekend, and still thrown off by the Thursday, Friday, Saturday thing. I'll be thrown off again when they do it this week. But
yeah,
do you walk away from the weekend feeling better than you did entering the weekend? Because you won 2 out of 3.
Yeah. I just feel like right now your pitching's really starting to dial it up a notch.
I'd agree with that.
The performance you got from Jacob Rogers.
That helps a lot.
Was really good on Saturday. I thought Jack Washburn was effectively wild on Saturday. He was not dominant by any stretch of the imagination, but pitched himself out of trouble a few different times.
Yeah. He gave up two hits the whole day.
Yeah, Kyle Robinson was terrific again on Friday night. He's gone 13 consecutive innings now without giving up an earned run in his last two starts. So if you had any worries about him after the Texas game, he's bounced back nicely. I feel – I tell you what, about middle of the ninth on Friday night, I wasn't feeling real good because I thought that could have been a big-time backbreaker if you don't immediately come back and win that game after giving up the lead like you did.
Yeah.
Even if that had gone a few innings, it feels like it would have taken the excitement out of it.
Yeah, I'm glad it was an immediate response, mm-hmm. for sure. I think that helped a lot. I'm with you. I think the pitching has turned for the better as of right now. Jacob Rogers has really struggled all year. Finally seems like he got it together.
Yeah, I think the last couple of outings have turned in the right direction, and then he was just dominant on Saturday.
16 batters in a row shut down by Tech pitching to mm-hmm. finish the game. 15 of those with your relief guys and Rogers and Hutera. Feel good about that. I felt like Sunday to me, Jamie, was a day where things you've struggled with. It wasn't perfect because you still had a lot of single number of innings, not a lot of ones in the middle. You got.
Yeah, but when you're scoring 7 straight innings, you can't be unhappy about that.
But it just felt like a lot of things that you've been struggling with finally went your way. Mm-hmm. Finally went your way on Saturday. And I guess if you're a Tech fan, you just hope that carries over. 10 runs, most you scored in a Big 12 game so far this year. You go to UCF this weekend, and it's another one of those where I feel like you need to go win a series. Hard to do on the road in the Big 12, but mm-hmm. if you want to be a postseason team, and that seems like one you need to go get.
Yeah, not an easy one either. UCF thumped Oklahoma State in two games.
Yep.
First two games of their series a couple weekends ago, and so I think it's a good team that plays, pretty good there at home, and this will be quite a challenge for the. For the Red Raiders, but you're absolutely right. If you're going to get yourself back in the thick of it as far as competing for a Big 12 championship, and you saw Oklahoma came back to the pack a little bit this week like we all expected. But if you're going to do that, you've got to win road series. So this is one that I think it's winnable. I'm also absolutely saying that it's losable.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to go in there, and you got to do it a few times this year. You got to go get 2 out of 3 on the road somewhere.
Is the Big 12 going to get more than one team in the NCAA tournament? I mean, been a cluster in the league standings where it seems like all the favorites are down towards the bottom and all the...
This TCU thing is just crazy.
It's nuts, isn't it? They lose another series. At least Tech isn't in that boat right now, for sure. Y'all hit us up. We'll take your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Get to hear from the toupee guy himself. Bill Self, coming up in a little bit. And a new movie coming out I think Jamie might like. It's The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is The Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for joining us on a Monday. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Keep hitting us up. The thoughts, the comments, the questions, All welcome on the AIDS Flooring Center chat line. There's a rules question I want to get to coming up in a little bit. Eric said, I ran into Choice at the baseball game and he couldn't get his food fast enough. He wanted out as fast as possible. We did have a broadcast I needed to get to, Eric. No offense there. I did say hi. I chatted a little bit. No, we had to get to the broadcast.
Should I tell our fine listening audience what you did on Thursday?
No, we don't have to.
Yes.
I thought you're the guy that's about, you know, you don't have to share everything, Jamie. What's up with that?
I don't share everything about me.
Oh, about everybody else? Okay. It was an accident. Go ahead. I'm not going to share my own dirty air out my dirty laundry here.
No, I'm not going to tell the story now because the way you've described it, people are thinking all sorts of crazy.
Yeah, just leave it.
I'm just going to let it go.
All right. So
I want to touch you.
So what I did.
I'm a real boy.
So this is Thursday night's game in the booth.
Go to a commercial clip so he can't tell everybody.
You look like a female. So Thursday night's game in the booth, I get this big old deal of pulled pork nachos. It was fantastic. And I'm kind of trying to, you know, cram it down before we go on air. And I didn't finish it. I left like a quarter of it. And there's still a little pork, some nachos, and some cheese. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to tuck this back on the shelf. And in case I get hungry during the middle innings and need a little quick snack, I'll eat that later. I tucked it too far back on the shelf.
It's the shelf's fault, right?
Totally forgot about it. Yeah, it's a shelf's fault.
I come
fault.
In Friday.
He gets
24-hour-old pork nachos. Or
oh, no. Yeah, so I may have left my trash lying around. So, yeah, that one. It wasn't that bad.
When we have ants in the booth, you'll know why.
Okay. Yeah. What about uncles?
I knew that was about to come out of your mouth.
Sorry. I had to.
You looked down and you just had like what, queso thumbprints everywhere too, papers ruined.
They were really good. I didn't want to throw them away.
They did look very good.
So I'd love to tell you this guy's ERA, but there's pork stain in the way, so
so yeah, I did like that was a really slobbish thing of me.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was that. I'm sorry. Did the smell permeate the room as you walked in, or had it already gone away?
I felt like I could smell something. Okay. I just happened to look. The reason I noticed it is because initially I was like, oh, here's Joyce's leftover glass from last night that he didn't throw away.
I kept
and
that
I picked that up.
Refill it with water.
To
that
turn it
around,
and I turned around, and there were the nachos.
Mm.
I was like, I guess Joyce just decided he wasn't throwing anything away last night.
Well, was he saving them for...
Yeah,
you
I
know,
may have,
emergency
you
snack.
Away, I might have wanted them the next day, Jamie. God, I can't afford to eat more than one meal a week with these kids.
I just love that you shot back. Well, it was an accident.
It was an accident. It really was. The funny thing is, I remembered it like as I woke up on Friday morning. Mm. I'm like, oh dang it, I left those nachos on the shelf. I thought about texting Jamie, hey. Forgive my slobbiness. I'm like, now let's just see if he notices. See if I can sneak in there and throw him away myself. But
who did a better job of trying to cut off an interesting story? Choice Woodman, Kim Mulkey. Which one are we going here?
Goodness. That is such a weird thing, right? And as much as I can't stand the lady, I'm semi on her side until I find out what actually happened.
Yeah, we just need to read the story. Yeah, at some point.
It's not out yet, right?
I don't think so.
I think they like have slowed down the release. I don't know. Yeah, we've got to read the story, see what she's trying to get out in front of. If everything she said was true, then that journalist is terrible. Which terrible journalists are all over the place nowadays.
Which part are we talking about? The fact that
journalist would mislead other coaches into
or telling student athletes.
Telling student athletes you get anonymity here if you'll say something bad. If that's all true.
Yeah.
I mean, and there are.
I've heard stories that some of that might have been going on with the USA Today and the story about our former tennis coach here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing similar things went on.
Yeah. There were supposedly girls that had positive stories that they had no interest in.
And that's not journalism.
Yeah.
It's not. Journalism, as Robert Wernsman taught me back at Texas Tech, is getting both sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. But that is almost dead today. A lot of local journalists are still good journalists. It is hard, hard to find national people that are good journalists out there. Really difficult to do. So, again, that's one side. And if everything she said is true, then that journalist should be fired.
It's just really interesting.
But we need to see what she's trying to hide, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you need those players to come forward and say, this is exactly what happened with him trying to get information from me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Put a name to it. Yep. Jamie thought you were going to tell us Choice ate them on the second day. He never gave me the chance.
I threw him away before he got there.
Not kidding. I might have, like, you know, not the pork. I'd have left the pork alone. But if there's a nacho with some cheese, you could test it out.
As it's turned into, like, a wet paper towel texture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm, sounds good.
Way to go, heavy legs. Thank you. Must share it, Jamie. Spill it. Pork stain, fellow American album name. That's actually, yeah. Oh, goodness. All right. You guys are just fun. Loads of fun. Okay, so I mentioned that person, Kim Mulkey, in her comments. How about Bill Self's comments? Did you hear what he said after their game? On
that he's been thinking about next season for like a month.
Yeah, so we'll play this for anybody who maybe hadn't heard it. Fair or foul on those comments? Because if I heard that from one of my coaches, I think I'd be pretty mad. Now, that you had to hear the end of it to hear the context of saying, oh, I wish we would have played more guys looking towards next year.
Yeah, of the guys that were on the bench that weren't getting a whole lot of run. Those are the guys that should be the most offended. Yeah. We should, because he just said we should have done a better job of bringing in more guys that could play. So you guys that were at the end of the bench that couldn't play or that didn't play very much,
yeah.
he thought you couldn't play.
Guess.
So, yeah. I don't really have that much issue with the rest of it, to be honest with you, Choice.
That I've been thinking about next year for a month?
I mean, Joey McGuire during the football season. I mean, isn't recruiting 365?
Sure it is.
You know,
sure
okay,
it is.
All of the above. Is that different than what Bill Self said right there? Like, I'm thinking about what we're going to do next year and what we need to, you know. If in his mind, I'm like, I'm looking at this year's roster and saying, these are our need positions from next year, and this is one thing I want to do differently. I mean, that doesn't mean he's not preparing for the next game. I don't think. Okay. So
how did you take it as a Kansas fan?
I took it that he actually was seeing what all the fans were saying, that it was a poorly constructed roster with how the pieces went together. There was no depth, and he was saying that there are things that we obviously need to fix if you're going to bounce back next year. So I had no issue. Because, again, I think if you're a coach and you're not thinking about the future, whether you're doing good or bad, he just said it out loud.
I feel like I agree with what you guys are saying, but at the same time, for those to be the comments right after you lost it, right after you lose an NCAA tournament game, seems a little fresh.
Yeah, that's fair.
A little fresh. And mm-hmm. I mean, but then again, I don't know when he would be in front of a mic again to say that same thing. Y'all can chime in on that. Or anything else, Yates Flooring Center chat line. Jamie has the question of the day coming up next on 100.7 Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for hanging with us on a Monday. You're listening to Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Jamie Lentz here in the First United Bank studio. Keep hitting us up. Love to have your thoughts there. Quite a few in. Also want to get to refs getting kicked out of games.
That happened.
New movie coming out. Brock Cunningham is a bad human being. Lots of stuff. Still plenty to get to.
So really that's just a bash on Brock segment.
Yeah.
Nobody's disagreeing with you.
That's all it is.
Yeah okay. I look forward to that.
That's to tell me I'm wrong, right? No, that would be the easiest tell me I'm wrong ever. But first, it's time for a question.
Time now for Jamie's question of the day.
Okay, so I don't very often like to go with like the fake questions, but I'm going with a fake question today.
What is a fake question?
I don't know, but it's...
And how many would you say Choice and I have asked since we've had this triangle right. going?
I don't know. It's just, it's fake because you don't have the control that I'm about to give you.
Okay.
So I'm going a lot. To so give you, don't you like, so a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to, yeah, hypothetical. Yeah, I'm going to give you great power right now.
All right.
Okay. So you cannot, we're talking Red Raider men's basketball right here. You cannot choose the two guys that are graduating. You or whose eligibility is up.
Okay.
But I want you to choose three guys on the current roster that you say, I want to guarantee those three are back next year.
Okay.
Who are your three? You only get three.
Mine might surprise.
It's like a fantasy football where you get to keep three guys from the previous season kind of a deal.
Without the hard part of this, Jamie, is not knowing who you get in the portal. Like who's on the other side of this? Because there's one player I would let go if you get, you know, someone comparable to replace him. And we don't know the answer to that. My guess is you will. But without any of that knowledge, I would say there's – clear-cut number one, and that's Darian Williams.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if any of the three of us went away from him Left as being him the off. Number one yeah. pick. So.
He's got to be number one on my list. Darian Williams, please come back. We like you here in Lubbock. Number two on the list for me, I want to say Tevin Cambridge. I want to. Even though we didn't get to see him in a full sample size, he's kind of just that longer player you were lacking this year. So that's where I'm going to go. Devin Cambridge is number two. And then third one for me, Chance McMillan. I like his shooting ability. I think you saw his game grow some throughout the year. I think with a true point guard, if Texas Tech were able to add that in the portal, I think you would see his game open up even more.
I thought we were about to have the same exact three, which is why I was booing back here, because I also had Devin Cambridge on my list.
Okay.
Darian Williams is also my clear-cut number one. I'm still going to go Pappas, too. I mean, when he's playing at his best, he is your best player on the court, and is an all Big 12 type talent. Now he had a rough month of February and you end the season on a not great shooting night from mm-hmm. Pop. And so clearly there is some work to do there of how do you focus that in a little bit more. And I think part of that's who you add around him. And so I'm sticking with Pop. And then, yeah, I agree with Devin Cambridge. I think having an explosive athlete and then the length where he can kind of guard multiple positions is really important. It felt like at times, especially when you were struggling with rebounding, that you didn't have a consistent guy that was just going to get into the mud, if you will, every single play. And Devin Cambridge feels like he would have filled that role. The slashing ability of what you saw. So I think you have three players right there to build around that can do different things.
Kyron Lindsay, by the way, was my honorable mention. Oh, dad joke's coming up in 10 minutes. Just kidding.
No, that's a bad joke.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, Darion Williams, definitely number one, just like everybody else. I'm with Devin Cambridge, too. I think a versatile big that's got toughness, he's a glue guy. He can score, but he's a tough defender. I mean, the leadership, all the above with Cambridge, it just really makes you sad to think what he could have been for this team.
Oh, yeah.
Number three on my list is different than you guys. I want Kerwin Walton back.
That's the one I was teetering with.
I'll take him over Chance McMillan. I love Chance's rebounding and how he scraps on the boards. He's so athletic. But I think Kerwin is more consistent shooting the ball from the outside, and I think he's a better defender as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think Chance has a better all-around offensive game, but I agree with what you said on Kerwin on the defensive side, and his numbers don't lie shooting the basketball.
Yeah, Chance is definitely better going to the bucket, yep.
So I think both.
Those two are really close.
I think they're those were three.
If I had a fourth, it would be McMillan.
The reason that I leave Pop Isaacs, who at times played like a all Big 12 first team player, is because it was at times. And I think you can replace that offense. I think you can replace that offense. His defense was still lacking in general, and part of it's just because of his size.
Size, right?
Part of it's his size. If you could replace Pop Isaacs, the thing with I don't want Pop to have to be a one. If Pop does, and this is not a shot at him, if he is wanting to stay around, great. And I know he said he did in the locker room, but we'll see what happens when money offers and those sorts of things start floating around, and you never know. The thing with Pop, though, to me, is if he moved off the ball, I think he becomes a better player. He's not having to bring it up all the time and shoot off the dribble.
I mean, Joe Toussaint was your point guard. He's not really a one. Pop's not a one.
No,
he was off the ball more than he was on the ball.
There were plenty of times where Pop Isaacs is bringing it up and having to shoot off the dribble.
But he's still a shooting guard.
I think whenever you're using him as the quote-unquote one this year was, hey, we need you to take control of the offense because that is your role on the court, but he wasn't the true one.
Yeah, I will say, without him, when you didn't have him creating, there were definitely lulls in your offense. So to me, when you're replacing, when you're going into the portal and trying to replace, you've got to find guys that have the gumption to shoot it when they need to. And there were guys this year on the team, I think, that would pass up on in those situations. So you're going to have guys that gain confidence in the offseason or pick up guys that will be confident enough to go get a bucket when you desperately need it and stop those 4 or 5 minute scoring droughts that ailed the Red Raiders too often this year.
Yeah, and you also have, if Pop is going to be around, he also has to have a desire to share.
Agreed. Okay. Agreed. Right? Yeah, I mean,
when you said you don't necessarily want him to be a one, I thought you meant like number one option. Okay?
No.
And I was going to agree with you there. Too much of the time, I think Pop didn't give you a chance to have other options.
Fair.
Which I agree. And I think there's clearly things that he needs to have worked out of his game. But if he can take the same stride he did between year one and year two, which I thought was a big one, and have like those sort of kinks kind of worked out,
that's fair.
He's a plus player by a long shot for you.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.